In 1799, the French envoy Pichon describes in his report to the French government the impact of the occupation. You cannot imagine the degree of suffering the lands are facing. The small cantons are reduced to wastelands. In the last 6 months alone, the French army has moved back and forth between Glarus and the Gotthard 3 to 4 times, either advancing or in retreat. Remember that these marches back and forth could not have been accomplished without seizing from the people the few means that these mountain regions have to offer. Livestock was their only wealth. The soldiers lived off the supplies required by the families to sustain themselves. Since it is almost impossible to deliver supplies from the outside at the speed required by the troops' movements, the soldiers were forced to live off the land. Our troops fed mostly on cheese, which among this mountain folk takes the place of bread. Items that were not given out of pity had to be taken by force. In short, since our troops had not received a single ration from France in 6 months, our supplies were utterly depleted when the Russian army, under General Suvorov, unexpectedly advanced on these barren lands with 25,000 men by way of Airolo. Glarus has been seized and lost repeatedly. The Urzen and Murta valleys, names hitherto practically unheard of, have become major battlefields. Just imagine, honorable citizens and ministers, that Urzen alone, a village that you would probably not even find on a map, has housed and fed for almost a year just on 700,000 men, which calculates at about 2,000 men a day. No wonder the inhabitants, who were fortunate enough to have been spared the sword, were forced to flee the hamlets. The few cattle they had been keeping were slaughtered for want of fodder. In view of the termination of all supplies and support on our part, an army of 95,000 men is nothing but a scourge for Helvetia, and Helvetia a scourge for the said army.